Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Kevin Stefanski was on the morning show today. They had Kevin for a full hour. I thought it was interesting. I think in that setting, I think you really kind of got to know Kevin a little bit more. We found out he's a Pearl Jam fan, which, given his age, that makes sense. I thought it was, one, very good job by Ken and Anthony on with Kevin. And I thought it was kind of a way you kind of heard him relax the more he got into it. And I thought you heard more of the real Kevin.
Kevin's a good dude, man. I've had a chance to talk to him off the air a few times, and very impressive. The way he comes across in like press conferences and stuff, like, he's a different dude, man. That's a persona he puts on, kind of puts up the guard, which most coaches do. It's not surprising, but he really is a cool dude, man.
And I think, you know, one of the things, we're actually not going to play it because it's not like a big thing. One of the things that was interesting, he really sold Ken Dorsey in a way that very, and I don't want to say he's not sold, like, he's always given credit to his assistants, but in terms of Ken just having a different perspective because of his career in the NFL and his time as an assistant and bringing different things to the table, Kevin really sold that is something that has been kind of a breath of fresh air of having a new perspective on offense. And I mean, I might be mischaracterizing what he said, but basically he was like, I think we're going to see something on the field that was different than what we've seen in a while. And he was pretty verbose when he said that. There was no kind of couching that at all. He seemed pretty excited about what they're going to do offensively, what they're going to try and do offensively.
I can imagine he is excited. It's a new voice, a new offense. I certainly hope it's a hell of a lot better than we saw at the end of his tenure there in Buffalo, where things got a little dicey with Ken Dorsey. But look, he's been around for quite a while. He was, the quarterback's coach for a while in Carolina. Sort of, you know, gone up the ranks here. I like the move, man.
Well, I think what's interesting is, I think the biggest thing that ever happened to Kevin's career was when Gary Kubiak went to Minnesota. Because remember, like, Kevin has kind of been predominantly, his entire career has pretty much been in the West Coast offense. Brad Childress was his first head coach. He kind of actually talked a little bit about that today, being the assistant to the head coach his first season in the NFL and how that kind of informed his opinion on what a head coach does. But, like, he's always been in the West Coast. But one of the things that happened that I think changed Kevin's career was working with Gary Kubiak. Mm-hmm. And Kevin's talked a lot about how that kind of helped his career. But Kevin hasn't really worked with a lot of coaches outside the West Coast offense. And if you look at Ken, the most interesting thing is, like, what he did in Carolina, what he did with his own teams in the NFL, by the way, when he played, he played or was exposed to 4, 5, maybe 6 different offensive schemes. And I'm saying between playing and coaching, and I think that's the kind of thing that can really help you. Like, I think that kind of diversity of thought is something that maybe a guy like Alex Van Pelt, and I don't think AVP played in the West Coast, but, like, he came up through Green Bay. I think he spent a little time in Cincinnati. Pretty much everything AVP had done in his career had been West Coast offense. And so I thought that was really interesting. I just haven't heard Kevin sell an assistant on the offensive side of the ball, specifically how verbose, how, I mean, he was over the top in his compliments towards towards Ken Dorsey. You can tell he's very, or Ken Dosey, as I just try to say.
Well, I mean, he just hired a guy. You think he, if he was ripping the guy now, I'd be concerned.
Well, no, but that's an area of coach speak, right?
Yeah.
And I think he, I think he sounded like a guy who was really happy and I don't want to say surprised, but pleasantly aware of where that relationship is some 3 or 4 months in. Now, the big headline, obviously, was the Mike Vrabel hiring. And not only, I mean, you know, you heard a little bit about Ken Dorsey. You heard a lot of bit about Ken Dorsey. You heard a little bit about Bubba Ventrone in the conversation. And then today, you know, Kevin kind of walked through some of the ways that Mike Vrabel has been involved with this team. And I thought there's some really interesting things in this answer.
I love Coach Vrabel. He's been awesome. I've enjoyed just the time we've been together already has been really, really, really fun. He's a Buckeye. He's Northeast Ohio. He's got a great love for this area and this team. I loved when we first got in the building and put a brown sweatshirt on him, just seeing him walk around in brown sweatshirts. All right, that looks good. So I'm glad we got him in the fold. He is really, really going to help me. And I say that because he's a friend of mine, but I couldn't pick up the phone and call him and talk to him about everything because he's in our conference. He's coaching another team in our conference. So now I just feel like I have a resource who's available to me because as we were talking about earlier, stuff's going to happen that really you can only talk to other head coaches, guys that have dealt with similar things. So that's just one area that he's helped us. I mentioned already, he's spending a lot of time with us on the kickoff play and because he's a guy that's been out there and has done that. And he's a former teammate of Bubba's in New England. So that's really helpful. He's helping Andrew with a lot of the draft stuff. We're giving him players to watch. So he's just an incredible resource for us. And really where it goes back to is once he wasn't going to be a head coach this year, which I was shocked. I mean, I expected him to be a head coach. Once he wasn't in this cycle, I was like, dude, if you're not doing anything, we'll take you. Like, I'll take whatever you're willing to give us. And I think with his relationship with me, his relationship with Andrew, and I don't want to speak for Vrabes. He can speak for himself when he talks to you guys. But I just felt like he wanted to help. And I think he wanted to go somewhere where he had a familiarity with the group.
I don't know if this is the point of that answer, but if you had any remaining question about whether Kevin is threatened by Mike Vrabel, I think that would put it to bed.
That put it to bed. And it also was maybe one of the more genuine answers he's ever given.
Yeah, I think that's really important.
I felt everything he said right there. I wasn't like rolling my eyes like, oh, this is BS. No, I think he was genuine. I mean, honestly, that felt like he was telling, he could tell me that off the air and I'd be like, oh, that's, wow.
Yeah. Well, and I honestly, you know what I mean? To his credit, I thought he sounded more today like the Kevin we've experienced off the air. You've experienced it more. Ken has experienced it more. But even in our passing at training camp, when I've talked to him a couple times off air for 5 minutes, 6 minutes here, that's the Kevin you get. And I thought it was interesting. While we're talking about this, Bob on Twitter saying, I've never been Stefanski's biggest fan, but after this morning, I've changed my mind. I really like him, and I'm very happy he is here. But I thought the role that he kind of threw out there for Vrabel, you know, I think if you look at when the Browns have maybe missed the mark, there's always been, hey, we think this is the reason. If you were cynical, which at points I have been, you could call it a fall guy, right? Baker was the fall guy for 2021. Last year, or sorry, not this last year, but 2022, it was Clowney and it was Joe Woods. But then when they win and when they succeed, there is an immense amount of credit given out. And so obviously this year, the credit given to Joe Flacco, but honestly, credit in the form of money was given out to guys who were on one-year deals that they brought back, guys like Mo Hurst, like Za'Darius Smith, guys like that. So I think what's interesting to hear is it sure sounds like Mike Vrabel is about as integral as a role as you can have without being an actual official assistant, and it seems to be kind of what they actually said it was going to be, which is kind of in a floating role. Because you also heard the same thing. I mean, you've heard that he was helping in terms of the draft. You heard he was helping with the new special teams play and how to attack that. As he's kind of known to be one of the rule guys, one of the Mr. Rulebooks in the NFL, Mike Vrabel always looking for that competitive advantage. You add to it, like, the way Kevin put it, it sure felt like this is an incredible resource to have as you try and find out how to have back-to-back winning seasons for the first time since 1988.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
1989.
It's been that long, huh?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
They're going back to the playoffs this year.
I gotta say,
I'd be very surprised if they don't.
I mean, the only thing I can think of, I mean, the record's gonna be a little tougher because all of a sudden you're not the last place team in your division, so your record's gonna be a little different. But like, everything's there, and I do think, like, after listening to how Kevin talked about it, I kind of think Mike Vrabel can be a difference maker for them. Mm. You know, I think one of the things that this organization has shown you is the continuity that matters to them is, and Philly has shown this too, by the way, it is in the key decision makers. Like in Philly, it's Howie Roseman. That's the continuity that matters. He's even changed out head coaches. Hell, before the end of next year, he could be bringing in a guy like Bill Belichick if Nick Sirianni doesn't kind of get it done to the level they expect.
Yeah.
But like in Cleveland, that you've shown now under this era, it's DePodesta, it's Stefanski, and it's Barry. And that's, you know, so we're going to bring in a Ryan Grigson for 2 years as a special assistant. You're going to bring in Mike Vrabel as a special assistant to pretty much everybody. And I think kind of seeing that, I think that's one of the things that I think we probably should be giving them more credit for, because there's the conversation and it's obvious. Well, if this doesn't go the way you want it, does Vrabel, blah, 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 blah. That's a conversation we had when he was hired. It doesn't become a conversation again until that one specific avenue opens up. Overall, it sounds like they're just going to kind of utilize this guy and understand that they probably got 12 months with him, so why not utilize him as much as he's being willing to? And I think that, again, I think a guy like that could be a tremendous asset to a guy who's still developing as a head coach.
I think it's huge. You know, Vrabel has the experience not only as a player, a 15-year vet in the league, and then on top of that, his ability to, you know, be a coach that has taken the team to the AFC title game, right? Did they go to the AFC title game?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. So very close to going to a Super Bowl. Probably shouldn't have been let go. Should be a head coach in the NFL, and yet somehow he's on our coaching staff, just popping in meetings and just giving you consultation.
Was this the most ridiculous coaching cycle ever?
It's bizarre, man. A lot of good coaches didn't get gigs.
Like, you had Pete Carroll,
yeah.
You had Belichick, you had Vrabel, and none of them reportedly came close to getting another job.
Mm-hmm.
And not just that, like Buffalo. I'll be honest with you. I got some opinions on Sean McDermott. I'd take Vrabel, Belichick, or Carroll over Sean McDermott. I know it's not as simple as that, but oh my gosh, what was the other job? Oh, Mike McCarthy in Dallas. Like, the expectations are, and now it's put them into the ultimate one-year situation where Vrabel, Dak Prescott, and half that roster could be gone if they don't win a playoff game this year. Man, I can't believe there's a world in which Mike Vrabel, and Belichick's the obvious one because of the Super Bowl wins. Not here in Cleveland, obviously, but overall, I'd be way more interested in Vrabel for a head coaching spot, considering he's still, I think he might have just turned 50 or is right around 50. I can't believe that guy isn't a head coach. And given how relaxed Kevin sounded about Mike's role, and you can tell that he had to sign off on it. He was one of the proponents of this idea. I don't think it's far-fetched to kind of get excited about the fact that Mike Vrabel could have a huge positive influence on this as he waits to become a head coach again.
Oh, I think he's going to have a huge impact. We won't necessarily know the role he has because it's all behind the scenes, behind the curtain stuff. So unless coach decides to go into details and say, yeah, I'll tell you that play right there, or that, you know, call defensively was on Vrabel. He saw something on tape. I don't know, man. It's always good to have extra eyes and ears who know what the hell they're looking for and being able to bring that to the meeting room and then onto the field.
I mean, he already kind of has had an impact on the special teams thing, which is huge.
I didn't know him and Bubba played together.
I know.
He had to have been like 10 years older than Bubba.
Because I think Bubba played early on in his career in New England.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.